Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan says despite some signs of slowing last month, the economy seems to be doing well. Greenspan appeared before Senate lawmakers yesterday, and today he is expected to offer a similar message in the House. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
As he does twice a year, Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan delivered his assessment of current economic conditions. Greenspan told members of the Senate Banking Committee that while signs of growth were apparent when he last testified before the group in February, the economy appears to be in even better shape moving into the second half of the year.
Expanding employment should provide a lift to personal disposable income, adding to the support stemming from cuts in personal income taxes over the past year. In addition, the low interest rates of recent years have allowed many households to lower the burdens of their financial obligations. Although mortgage rates are up from recent lows, they remain quite attractive from a longer-term perspective and are providing solid support to home sales.
Greenspan also said the Fed expects any future interest rate hikes can be carried out at a measured pace, a virtual repeat of the message delivered last month when the Fed raised short-term rates by a quarter of a point off of 46-year lows in an effort to keep inflation from taking off. But despite the chairman's upbeat tone, there have been some pockets of weakness in the economy lately. Home building unexpectedly declined last month, falling 8.5%. In recent months, higher energy costs have forced consumers to cut back on other spending. Consumer prices rose 0.3% in June. And there is a growing debate amongst economists over worker wages. Jared Bernstein is with the Economic Policy Institute.
We've been finding that the growth of workers' wages are now actually falling behind inflation. That means the buying power of what someone earns for an hour or a week of work is actually declining month after month. In fact, it's down 6 out of the last 7 months in real terms.
But some other economists say just looking at wages provides an incomplete picture. Carl Tannenbaum is chief economist at LaSalle Bank and is a member of the National Association for Business Economics. He says it's important to look at total compensation.
One of the other limitations of looking at or assessing the progress of workers by looking at wages is that they are but one component of the overall compensation equation, which would include benefits, bonuses, stock options, retirement benefits. These are the kinds of things that are only captured by other economic statistics like the Employment Cost Index, which only comes out quarterly.
For the first part of this year, that government index showed employee compensation rising. Much of that was due to higher health care costs shouldered by employers. And the economy is also a major election year issue. President George W. Bush, speaking to an audience at a community college in Iowa yesterday, sought to put his own spin on the economic data.
Your unemployment rate here is 4.3%. That's good. People of this state are working. Our economy is growing nearly the fastest rate in 20 years. Home ownership rate is at the highest ever. That's what we want in America, isn't it? We want people owning their own home. We want people owning their own piece of property.
The national unemployment rate is 5.6%. With so much of the data on the economy open to interpretation, candidates will probably continue to cite the numbers they like while ignoring those that fail to bolster their case. Chairman Greenspan's overall message to lawmakers yesterday was, despite a slight slowdown in the economy in recent weeks, it will likely be short-lived. He said some early numbers for July have already shown a pickup in car sales, and early retail sales numbers also look more positive. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.